The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Wednesday, 4th of June, another edition of What's on Your Mind is on your radio. From the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, at KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, and the Boom and Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson, we welcome you to the program that is yours to tell us what's on your mind. You just dial us up. Telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinlon. Todd, if you really pressed me to say, okay, give me the numero uno on your mind today, I'd have to say it's our daughter Hannah, who turned 15 last month, will be taking her driver's test later this afternoon, and dear old dad has to take her over there, and so child number two in the Hinlon family will be, God willing, officially licensed as a driver later today. So I'm thinking, the years are peeling away rather quickly there. You know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. I think when the kids can drive but on the other hand, it's one of my great memories of the kids growing up is off to tennis practice, off to piano, some of the things that moms do a lot more than dads, I'll admit. I'm a little melancholy about that today. And I'm also remembering my driver's test. You remember yours, Tom?
Oh, absolutely.
I do too. Shenandoah, Iowa, in a Galaxy 500. I think it might have been a bit like a 1964 vintage. I borrowed a buddy's car, and Eldon was his first name. That's all I can remember. He worked for the radio station down there, KQWI in Clarinda, Iowa. And we drove over to Shenandoah. It was on my 16th birthday. Now, of course, you get them a little sooner. So
I couldn't go on my 16th birthday because it was a Sunday, but we did go the very next morning. So,
do you remember your very first opportunity as a legal driver? All alone, solo. It's you. It's right there behind the wheel. I don't remember it, actually. I remember, again, it was a big enough deal getting the driver's license, but I don't remember. But think about that. That's kind of liberating, right?
Did you like have shock therapy or something to make you forget it? Was it that bad or what?
No, I just don't. I don't recall it. But I'm thinking that's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, that first time where it's just you in the car, and you think of the freedom, and as a parent, I must say the responsibility. You got to preach that. So last night we were, she's had her permit for a year, so we've been, practicing. So last night, the only thing she wanted to practice was parallel parking. So
that's the only part I managed to goof up on test day, just because I was so paranoid. And but I did everything else well enough to have passed. So
I don't know why. I guess I've lost the skill set there, because I used to be a pretty good parallel parker, and now I'm kind of sloppy about it. Either park a mile from
the opposite. I got better with time for some reason at that one. I'm sure I got worse at plenty of other things, but.
It was hilarious, though, because we sent her brother out. Maria's out of town, actually. My wife is gone with her mom and sister for a couple of days out of town. So we said, okay, it's time to do it. So we sent her brother out to park, went over to a school parking lot, and so he parks. He's the guinea pig, if you will, and then she has to, maneuver the vehicle and get it just perfect. So. About an hour or so of the final test drive before the real deal today. So, anyway, that's front and center on my mind, and I realize that's not exactly the newsiest of topics. And we have plenty of those. We today have a couple of guests that are going to get us some answers to a lot of the angles and questions that our audience have raised on the story that remains a big international deal, and that is the release of the Taliban soldier, or the SWAT, he might have been a Taliban soldier, I don't know. Was he a deserter? Should he be tried as a deserter? These are some of the questions that have been raised. But Steve Hayes, who writes for the Weekly Standard and, You see him on the Fox News Channel. In fact, he was just on Fox News Channel just a moment ago talking about the latest twist on this. The Taliban released a propaganda video showing the swap. Well, I guess it wasn't the swap, but it was the release of Bergdahl that led to the swap. Because, again, this was a five-for-one deal. And so there were some reports that he was really ill and sick, and that's why this had to be done really super quick, and there wasn't time to let Congress know or anything else. Guess what? He didn't look so sick in the video. So, you know, there's another little angle on this story. But anyway, so two guests on that. One, Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard for more of his reporting on it. His reporting is what cost me because, I guess, caused me to pay to add to a little outrage on this story. Because he reported quoting some members of this guy's unit saying he just walked off, that he was a deserter. And that attacks on our guys increased immediately after his release, suggesting that he was giving some information. That frosts me. And so we'll get the latest from Steve Hayes. We're also going to talk with a former military prosecutor and a military trial judge on what now. I mean, what are the possibilities? Are we going to get an investigation of this guy's behavior in Afghanistan? And also, he's previously our guest. Advise secretaries of defense on detainee issues. What about the five? Already reports that they're given free rein in Qatar to run wherever they want. So we're going to get to the bottom of those. We're also going to answer another question that came from a listener a couple of weeks back. Somebody said, hey, I haven't heard about those fertilizer plants for a while that were announced that were going to be built in North Dakota. Might have been a farmer that wanted fertilizer. Good idea, because this was a difficult year in trying to get it, but for the late planting season may have been a situation where farmers didn't have fertilizer when they needed it. Anyway, one solution to that would be have the fertilizer plants closer to where we use it. And Darren Anderson of the Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP Group will join us for an update on the Grand Forks plant. Still a go, $1.8 billion fertilizer plant at Grand Forks. Some reports, and we haven't gotten the answers on the Jamestown plant yet, but some reports that one may be on hold because of cost overruns on the initial bids for the actual plant itself, but we'll get an update on one of those. And in the meantime, we'll get your take on all the other questions of the day today on the program. Why don't I? We've got a number of calls that come in off the air, and we'll get to those. We welcome your calls, questions, and comments as well at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550.
Hey, good morning. You know, if I was Todd Mitchell, I'd be really a nice guy and let Scott's daughter use my Cadillac to take her driving test with, you know. That'd be kind of cool. You remember that.
Montage, either that or she's going to have to settle for the Taurus. You know, so
now you take the beater to master driving and then you work your way up.
Is that how it goes? All right.
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Another call that came in off the air here with a comment on the news of the
morning, Scott. I hear you talking about all the funds that North Dakota's got salted away. I think it's high time for Measure 2 to pass this time. It appears that there's a few more legs to the three-legged stool than three. Thanks, Scott.
I appreciate the call, and I think what you're talking about is one of the issues we want to get to today. The Attorney General was asked in a letter by a state legislator, Scott Lauser, actually out of Minot, whether or not, and you may remember this in Minot, this was part of the debate over a new school in Minot, where they said, hey, why are we as citizens of Minot voting to pay for schools with our property tax dollars when there's something called the Common Schools Trust Fund? And it has $2.7 billion sitting in it. That was as of the end of last year. This, especially since some of the funds are generated from mineral rights royalties, right, that go into the thing. Why not use this? That was an argument made by opponents of the measure on the ballot for schools in Minot. Anyway, Scott Lauser, a Republican from Minot, asked for a legal opinion from the Attorney General, and the Attorney General has basically said you can't use it based on the current rules. So a question we're asking is maybe it's time for the legislature to revisit that issue and change the rules. We're going to dig into that one a little bit today, too. Here's another call that came in.
Yeah, Scott, if it's true this statement came from the White House, you know, suck it up and salute. Oh, I find that extremely chilling and telling. I can't describe how I feel about that. As far as the news, the PFC, who cares? He's not the news. The big news item is going to happen in the next 1 to 3 years when you follow what these five people ever let loose. What happens? That's going to be the big story. So this is going to linger. Talk to you later.
All right, well, a couple angles there. One, the time, the piece he's talking about, Suck It Up, has to do with a Time magazine report today that says the White House overrode internal objections to the terrorist release, and they actually, won off the record. It's not off the record. Somebody made a comment that that was essentially the mood of the White House to the military. Just suck it up and salute and go along with us on this. And so another twist to this Bergdahl story. More on that with Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard when we come back. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Past the hour, a major international story remains the onslaught of questions, many that have come from this audience, about the prisoner swap that freed one of ours, an Army sergeant now, Bo Bergdahl, from the bad guys in Pakistan in exchange for the transfer and release of the five senior Taliban commanders previously held in Gitmo. Questions because lawmakers are ticked. because of whether it was smart to do this and the legality of it. Intelligence officials are saying, hey, what are these guys going to do? What are the ramifications of this going to be? And, of course, I think most importantly, the fellow soldiers of this guy who have given us facts that have been disturbing, to say the least. Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard of the Fox News Channel has done some of the best reporting on this and is here to answer a few of the questions that have come up from the audience on this. Welcome other questions or comments, too, while we're chatting with them at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Steve, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Great. Congrats, as always, on some great reporting for both Fox and the Weekly Standard on this. There's so many bombshells here, I don't know where to begin. Give me your latest take on this story and what you think deserves the most attention and scrutiny here.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's one development after another, each one seemingly more significant than the last. I think the interesting development of the morning is this Taliban propaganda video that was released, 17 minutes in duration. It includes both video with some running commentary of the exchange of Bergdahl between Taliban or Haqqani network terrorists and U.S. special operations soldiers. They're basically suggesting that the United States had to come hand in hand. There's commentary on that video that says the U.S. wanted this handoff to be in one place, but the Taliban insisted on the other. The United States had to give in. It's also got additional footage of the five Taliban members who are freed from Guantanamo. So this is, at the very least, I think, a huge public relations coup for the Taliban and the jihadists. I mean, I think it's a lot more than that, but it's that for sure.
You know, it's in a lot of your reporting, and you have some great reporting quoting folks that served with this guy, that's just sad. It's really sad. I mean, one of his platoon mates talking about the amount of pain this guy caused, the time that he was, deserted them, was the most miserable of his life. He's quoted, absolute hell. A bunch of us had a pact. If we found him, we'd get him in a room for 5 minutes, short of killing him, we'd do what we want. And even went on to say there's still times when I turn on the TV and wish they'd just beheaded him on TV and gotten it over with. I mean, this is his platoon mates here. What really sticks with me is, how could Susan Rice not know this? How could President Obama not know this? Chuck Hagel? Why in the world are we, engaging in something that's obviously going to get a ton of scrutiny when these guys know this? They had to know all that, didn't they?
I would think so. I mean, if not, this would be one of the worst staff mistakes in the recent history of the White House, regardless of party. If the president and his top advisors didn't know about the circumstances under which Sergeant Bergdahl left his company, that would be a huge problem. I think you've got, in effect, the White House on a PR campaign. This is what we've seen from them before in other issues, and I think this is just the way that this White House operates. So Susan Rice goes out and says he served with honor and distinction, and it's more of a PR line than it is something she's saying with any particular meaning. But the problem, I think, for the White House is that for folks who serve, serving with honor and distinction is a big deal. Those words really matter. How you conduct yourself as a soldier, as a Marine, what have you, that really matters, and in some respects matters more than just about anything else. And for Susan Rice to use it as a political line, sort of a throwaway line, when it makes such a big difference to all of those who have served, I think shows just how out of touch they are with military culture more generally.
Dwight in Fargo, question or comment for our guest, Steve Hayes of the Weekly Standard. Go ahead, Dwight.
Yeah, our government is European, right from 1776. You know the motto of the United States? I bet you the president doesn't even know the motto of the United States in 1780. That's the Bilderbergs, the Illuminatis, Bell and Crossbones.
All right, Dwight, we're going to try and stick to the topic here at hand, which is Bergdahl and the release. You mentioned Susan Rice. I mean, your story quotes her from the Sunday shows, but then it quotes someone that served in the same platoon of Bergdahl saying, what this national security advisor to the president of the United States said was not true. He was not a hero. Yeah. What he did was not honorable. He knowingly deserted and put thousands of people in danger because of what he did. We swore an oath to uphold ours. So why in the world is a decision made to say we're going to give up five bad guys out of Gitmo for this guy? And I see Chuck Todd today at NBC is quoting unnamed White House sources as saying they expected the blowback on the swap, but they didn't expect the, quote, swift voting of Bergdahl. So now they're going to come after his platoon mates here. This is the plot thickens, Steve.
Well, look, I mean, if the White House wants to put itself in a position to defend Bo Bergdahl against the claims that so many of his platoon mates have made, that's certainly their choice. I think it's a tough position to be in. My expectation would be that the White House would instead choose to make a broader philosophical argument, which is that every U.S. Soldier, every U.S. Military person deserves to be rescued, deserves to be brought back, regardless of how they served. I think I still think that's a tough argument. I think there's not a lot of historical precedent for that. But it's an easier argument for the White House to make. If they go all in and decide that they're going to defend Bo Bergdahl against those people who served with him, against the people who, in many cases, risked their lives trying to rescue him, I think it's a bad position for the White House to put itself in politically. And I think that people will find credible the arguments that we're hearing from Bergdahl's platoon mates.
Yeah, really, the only way out politically would be to have an investigation of all this and make sure that we do get the facts. Gary Jamestown, question for Steve. Go ahead, you're up.
Hi. My question was, did they promote people for being deserters? I'd understood that he was a private or PFC when he left his post. And it seems like the administration is using this as a diversion to take focus away from the current VA scandal.
All right, two issues there. You report in your reporting that his status initially was whereabouts unknown, but then changed to absent without leave, and there was a big debate about whether to label him as a deserter. So how does a guy like that get promoted?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And when I ask folks who know how the process works a lot better than I do, they will say, in effect, that because he was not officially categorized as a deserter, which implies intent, absent without leave, there's a little leeway in terms of why he's not there. If he's a deserter, it suggests that he left with purpose, that he left with intent, and that he doesn't intend to return. So I think stopping short of that allows him to continue to receive these promotions on a sort of a perfunctory basis. As it relates to the VA story, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about that. Certainly there's a lot of speculation about it. It wouldn't surprise me to learn that that's true, that the White House in some way thought that this would help them with sort of the military community, the broader
unbelievable. Well, if there was, it was another serious miscalculation. Steve, great job as always. Up against the break. Thanks, my friend.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic, personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too, a great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
By the way, we're not done getting answers to your questions on the Bergdahl case. We have an expert to deal with, one, the investigation and how that could possibly play out here, and also on the issue with the five detainees at Guantanamo that were released. Coming up with someone that's been in the middle of those debates coming up later on. So we'll deal with that. And, of course, the investigation would be whether you charge this guy or not, right? How do you deal with the facts that we just shared from the conversation with Stephen Hayes. So anyway, back to that bottom of next hour and more on that topic if you'd like when we have some open phone time at the top of next hour to tell us what's on your mind. We really pride ourselves here in getting answers to your questions whenever they come up on any and all issues, and really encourage you to, you know, put us to task on any particular question that you want an answer on. And we had a call a couple weeks ago, said, hey, you know, I haven't heard anything for a while on those fertilizer plants. What's the latest? And so we said, well, let's find out. Let's get you some answers. And so Darren Anderson of Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP is on our newsmaker line here. And Darren and his group are the folks that are putting together the plant at Grand Forks. So, Darren, thanks for joining us today on the program. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP, first of all, since this is the first time we've had a chance to have you on the program, and what the genesis for the organization is, and what you're up to.
Okay. Well, thanks. Well, Northern Plains Nitrogen was formed as a kind of a brainchild of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association and other commodity groups in the region. Part of the focus of the Corn Growers Association is improving profitability and just looking after the well-being of corn farmers in the states. And, of course, one of the most important things for corn farmers in North Dakota is nitrogen fertilizer availability. And so as a research project about 6 or 7 years ago, we started looking into the economics and the of producing additional nitrogen fertilizer here in the state. And from that, it grew into a multi-state research project and to where we are right now, which is furthering the project and trying to get that plant built to Grand Forks to provide the region with a more secure and reliable supply of nitrogen fertilizer.
$1.8 billion still the price tag?
Well, right now we have a pre-seed engineering study that's undertaken. We're just about halfway done with that process right now, and that'll give us a little bit clearer idea of what the price is, but right now we're using 1.8. That's right.
All right, and you're out raising money for this, and right now tracking as far as your goals on the amount of money invested from farmers or folks interested in ag-related businesses, right?
Well, what we did last fall is we raised some money from people in the area in what was called a seed capital round, and we're using that money right now to pay for the feasibility study, purchase additional land, and then start our air permitting. Our air permitting process, and all those things are needed to attract other equity players, and so that was the purpose of that capital raise, and that's what we're using the money for.
And you're talking about purchasing land. You're talking about land for the actual plant, and also understand some rail access. Is that right?
Yeah, we have purchased a half section of land up there for the plant itself. It's located directly south of the Grand Forks. Garbage waste disposal facility, and here in the next 30 days, we'll be closing on the land that we'll be using for rail access to the BNSF railway.
And you know, when this was first proposed, a lot of folks said, "Well, this makes some sense because obviously we have natural gas in the northwest corner of the state as part of the energy boom and." North Dakota is in a unique position that a lot of the natural gas comes up with the oil, and obviously there's a flaring issue right now that everybody's working to solve. So, hey, we obviously have an ample supply of natural gas, which is a feedstock for fertilizer, and a lot of folks nod their heads saying that makes some sense to connect those two dots. That was prior to a crunch on getting fertilizer actually shipped in, which was a big issue with rail traffic. For this growing season, so you have yet another reason here to, proceed with this particular project, right, Darren?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it really is a perfect storm. When we started this project, you know, we knew that we were relying on import, but we really didn't realize the magnitude of our reliance. In this region, let's say urea fertilizer, for example, we import nearly every single pound. I think in our target market area for Northern Plains marketing, which is our Northern Plains nitrogen, which is the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Manitoba, Saskatchewan, we import 99% of urea. And we didn't realize it was that much until we started diving into the numbers. And you add on top of the fact that, as you mentioned, we have a lot of natural gas being produced and also being flared, and the biggest feedstock going into nitrogen fertilizer is natural gas. In fact, 75 to 80% of the cost of the cash cost of producing nitrogen fertilizer is tied directly to the price of natural gas. So, with the abundant supply of natural gas and the subsequent decrease in price over the last 5 years, it just makes this thing. Makes so much sense that that's why we decided to locate here in North Dakota.
Now, there were also plans announced by CHS to do a plant in Jamestown. And, you know, is that a competitive project? Is that is there plenty to go around? What's your take on the CHS project as far as it relates to the Grand Forks project?
Well, I think from what I've seen, basically the same size. And there's a reason for the same size. It's called a cookie cutter type thing. You can figure a $1.8 billion fertilizer project as a cookie cutter project, but it's a standard size ammonia plant, 2,200 metric ton per day, 2,400 short ton per day ammonia plant with the ability to upgrade that ammonia to both urea and liquid UAN. And from what I've seen, both us and CHS have a similar size plant, and we could have three projects the size of ours and CHS in the region, and we still import fertilizer into this area. So I think that shows, and it gives your listeners out there an appreciation for the amount of fertilizer that is imported into this region and consumed in this region. And, you know, from a farmer's point of view, I'm a farmer myself, so I kind of hold both plants full. I mean, we were literally, we were really lucky this year to have Mother Nature delay our field work because we would have been in a dire situation when it comes to fertilizer supply if it wasn't for the late spring.
We're chatting with Darren Anderson, who is the president of the board of directors of Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP, also a former North Dakota corn growers president, about the proposed $1.8 billion fertilizer plant by Grand Forks that is tracking. They're buying land for rail access and proceeding with an engineering study on the plant, and all systems go. What, by the way, any questions or comments for Darren? He's here for a few more minutes. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How are you tracking as far as you know, the project completing? What's your time frame there?
Well, our goal is to be up and operational in 2017, most likely third quarter, fourth quarter. So our goal is to be up and going and produce fertilizer that can be used in this region in the fall of 2017.
And
go ahead.
No, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, everything that we've done so far was lead us to believe that we're still on track for that date, for that goal date.
Now, there are reports that the Jamestown plant has been put on hold. There's some media reports, mainly because of the cost, which started at $1.2 billion, but then later escalated to $2 billion. Have you seen any of the similar price increases? Does this thing still pencil out?
Yeah, well, you know, but we have a financial model, and we've used higher capital costs in there just to make sure that this thing's still worth pursuing. And we're you know, even at a plant cost of over $2 billion, we're still very satisfied with the potential return in this project. And so we're forging ahead. It makes too much sense not to go.
And is the real competitive advantage, number one, as you mentioned earlier, 99% imported, right, in the region you're going to serve. So there's certainly a market. But then also the low cost of getting the natural gas, given the proximity to the feedstock. Is that the fuel, so to speak, for the business plan?
Yeah, you're right on. You know, proximity to natural gas is paramount. Because of there is such a huge percentage of the direct cash costs related to the price of natural gas, having a short distance to transport that gas is key. But probably even the bigger part is reduced logistics. You know, we can literally supply or sell almost all our production within a 200-mile radius around the plant. Well, that's a huge logistical advantage, because we drastically reduced our transportation costs. And those two advantages are by far the two biggest drivers for the economics behind this plan.
I had an email question whether or not you're still looking for investors.
Well, as of right now, all investments are closed. Our plan is, or our goal is, to open it up later once we have a more concrete plan, have a little bit more money in place from a strategic investor, that we would like to open it up, especially farmers, to use this as a hedge against the nitrogen fertilizer cost. You know, farmers can't buy nitrogen on the futures market. They can't hedge their cost like they can with diesel, or hedge their grain like they can on the futures market. And really, they're at the mercy of the market, so why not own a piece of the manufacturing plant itself as a hedge against prices? So if nitrogen prices go to $900, like they were just a few years ago per ton for ammonia, they'll be getting a nice little return off the manufacturing plant. But those plans are still in the works, and the date of when we would do that is unknown as we speak today.
Got it. Appreciate the update, Darren. Glad to hear it's still tracking. Update on the Grand Forks Fertilizer Plant, Northern Plains Nitrogen LLP, still tracking. Darren Anderson, the president of the board of directors, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Folks that are all about the 60,000 jobs from the industry, the $30 billion plus in economic impact, and, of course, the energy independence that comes from it. NorthDakotaOilCan.com for more information. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Give you all the details you need about some of those job openings. And it is impossible, speaking of oil and gas development, to not see the positive long-term impacts. I think one of our greatest dangers is this waiting for the shoe to drop mentality of looking at the current scenario in North Dakota. Oh, this isn't going to last. Oh, this is a, it was boom and bust before it'll be boom. We're out of the boom and bust thing. This is now an industry. This is now a way of life. And this is a prime example. Just one project, $2 billion fertilizer plant. And by the way, another $2 billion on the drawing board for another North Dakota city outside of the oil patch, but directly benefiting from what's going on in the oil patch. In the case of Northern Plains nitrogen, as Darren explained, a hedge for growers against high fertilizer plants because they can own the plant, right? And, you know, $2 billion in construction, the jobs from that, the jobs from the plant, you know, now a product exported out of North Dakota rather than imported from overseas or elsewhere. I mean, what's not to love about what's being proposed in the way of fertilizer plants? And again, doable because of the availability of natural gas that close. And we also, as he mentioned, you know, averted a perfect storm because of the late spring. But otherwise could have had a situation where growers were delayed planting because of the availability of fertilizer. So anyway, this to me is a classic example of how I'm not trying to minimize in any way, shape, or form the challenges that are there. They're real. But we're up to that task, I believe, okay, without question. But the long-term positive impacts for generations. You know, Lynn Helms at the recent Williston Basin Petroleum Conference talked about current levels of production producing five generations of impact, right? And when that level of information is available, folks can get into a room with a whiteboard and quickly pencil out a $2 billion plan for a new fertilizer plant. $2 billion. It's just hard to get your mind wrapped around that. Anyway, glad you asked, because we had a listener say, I want an update. You got your answer, and sounded good. All right, some time for some phones here. Our next guest not till the bottom of next hour, so what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Speaking of Grand Forks, Sally is calling from Grand Forks with a comment about the fertilizer plant or something else.
Something else right now. You have this guest, Blanquita Coleman, and I've listened to her off and on, you know, when I catch the show and she's on. And, you know, a couple of times I've scratched my head about things she said, you know, as representing the quote, right, unquote. But today she really, you know, I really think she needs to start checking her facts. She alluded to, and I have family in Mississippi, and I followed the campaigns of Thad Cochran and his career and of Chris McDaniel. And I'll have to say, you know, when that story broke about that, people here, people around the country don't follow, you know, local Mississippi news, wouldn't know all the background from this. But the man that went in there with a camera into that nursing home and violated that woman's privacy, everybody was disgusted by that. I was just shocked by that kind of behavior. And he was not part of McDaniel's campaign team. He was not.
Right. Sally, for the benefit of the rest of the audience here, should quickly explain two things. One, the Blanquita column you're talking about is on a program, a little segment called The Golden Girls, where, you know, someone from the left and someone from the right argue. And it's not on all the stations that carry this program, so some people are going, what are you talking about? So I want to explain that. Second of all, you're talking about the race. There was a primary race last night between Thad Cochran, current senator from Mississippi, and a Republican challenger, Chris McDaniel. There was a controversy in that race over the fact that Thad Cochran's wife is in a nursing home and suffering from dementia, and somebody went in and took a photo of her and tried to use it as a political tool against Thad Cochran. Your point, I think, is that Blanquita was tying it to the Cochran campaign. It shouldn't have been. I'll point that out to her. I think we'll just leave it there to keep going here. Jim in Fargo, quickly, your comment. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, my comment was is that with this prisoner release debacle and Obama and everybody saying, why would he do it? They don't have to understand that Barack Obama doesn't care what's good for the United States. He doesn't give a darn. He doesn't care for the country. We elected a person that doesn't care for the United States. He dislikes.
Well, I think he cares about his political fortunes, though, and they aren't going to do him any good here. Bob in Minnesota, 20-second comment. Go ahead, Bob, quickly.
My question was this. With the natural gas wells being in the western part of the state and the fertilizer plants being planned for Jamestown and Grand Forks, why are they not considering locating those plants in the western part of the state?
Hang on, Bob. We'll answer that question on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Fathers who love tools and nuts and bolts love Max. Think of your dad during the Max Father's Day sale. Choose from over 1,000 extra value tools, all priced 25% off. Buy a $100 Max gift card for only $75. Save $50 on a radio-controlled helicopter. Scott's Easy Grass Seed is half off. Find these savings and more at the Max Father's Day sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.